Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 15th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:17 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:17 p.m. Temperatures will once again remain fairly mild, peaking at about 10 degrees centigrade, that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you accidentally push food off your plate? If so, try using a piece of bread or a knife as a pusher to push the food onto your fork. Try to place your food on the plate in a similar fashion daily. Think of your plate as a clock and be consistent, such as meat at 12 o'clock, potatoes at 3 o'clock and spinach at 9 o'clock. It is also worth using a plain, colour contrasting plate as opposed to a pattern one and positioning a contrast coloured plate mat underneath to help define the edge of the plate. If you require any more low vision advice, contact John Walters at the Beacon Centre on 01902 886 786.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Fancy rowing yourself fit? You can join us each Thursday at the Dudley Water Sports Centre to try the sport for yourself. Sessions take place between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m, but there are limited spaces for transport, so book early. It costs £5 to go along. Call Hayley on 01902 880 111.
Would you like to find out more about what the organisation which buys healthcare services in Dudley is doing? Well, the Dudley Clinical Commissioning Group, or CCG as it is also known, is holding a healthcare forum on March the 23rd at Briley Hill Civic Hall. It is chaired by a local GP and is an opportunity to find out what the CCG has been up to, as well as express your views, opinions and experiences. It is a relaxed setting and refreshments will be available. The session is free and takes place between 4:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. To find out more or book a place, email kevin.hodgson@dudleyccg.nhs.uk.
Fresh from a sell-out 16-date arena tour with Wet Wet Wet, Marty Pello will be making an appearance at Birmingham Town Hall on March the 25th. His performance, which begins at 7:30 p.m, will see him performing tracks from his new album Mysterious, which was recorded in Los Angeles with the help of writers such as Ali Willis of Earth, Wind and Fire's Boogie Wonderland fame. Tickets start from £42.50, and for more information, call 0121 780 3333.
Calling all football fans. The Beacon Centre has arranged a special guided tour of the Molyneux on March the 24th. It will take place between 12:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. and cost £6.50, including an activised charge. But there are only 7 places, so if you would like to go along, call Hayley as soon as possible on 01902 880 111.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Firstly, the Beacon Centre staff and volunteers in Penkridge were left facing a clean-up operation when they arrived at work to find a pile of bricks sprawled on the front of the shop. A wall adjoining the shop is believed to have been struck by a vehicle, sending bricks flying everywhere. Luckily, none struck the shop window, but they were causing a hazard to customers outside the store. Our team did a fantastic job organising a clean-up to get the shop open for customers as soon as it was safe to do so. The Beacon Centre got a fantastic team in the village, but are in desperate need for new volunteers, looking for a new challenge. If you or anyone you know can spare a few hours a week, please get in touch with our store manager Emma on 01785711114. Now, do you receive our Talking magazine? As many of you know, each month we produce a CD full of interviews with famous faces such as Ken Dodd, local people of interest, including well-known magicians, comics, poets and singers, and also delve into more unusual subjects such as the importance of our local orchards. If you don't currently receive it but would like it, then you can contact Helen on 01902 886 785 to get yourself added to the distribution list. Alternatively, please add a note to your Talking News wallet to let us know. Finally, this week marks International Glaucoma Week. Did you know that men are 16% more likely to serious sight loss from glaucoma due to not getting their symptoms checked until late on? As many of you will know, glaucoma is an eye condition where the optic nerve which connects with your eye to your brain becomes damaged. It can lead to loss of vision if not detected and treated early on. It usually occurs when the fluid in the eye cannot drain properly, which increases the pressure inside the eye and puts pressure on the optic nerve. Glaucoma is a common condition, but many people don't realise they have it because it doesn't always cause symptoms in the early stages. It can affect people of all ages, including babies and young children, but most common in adults in their 70s and 80s. The only way to know if your eyes are healthy and your vision is accurate is to have your eyes checked by an optician. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.